It's time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Tom with this week's pick.
Although the Wells Fargo wagon is a coming down the street, oh, don't let him pass my door.
Wells Fargo has a history dating back to 1852. By the 2000s, it was the world's largest bank. But the growth had a dark side that's told in the series Dirty Money, from executive producer Alex Gibney. A former Wells Fargo district manager speaks anonymously.
Well, I found myself to be abrupt, abrasive, condescending. You know, I had that Wells mentality, that lion, that shark. I'm going to get it. I'm going to hit that goal, and I'm going to do whatever is necessary to get it.
The Wells mentality put enormous pressure on bankers to meet daily quotas for opening new accounts. Two whistleblowers go on the record to describe the reckless methods of recruiting new customers.
Applying for credit cards on behalf of customers without their permission.
Then the customer that never knew, that never requested an account, starts getting calls by collection agencies.
They come complaining about fees on their account, and then they ended up having another account and more fees.
The whistleblower exposés led to lawsuits, congressional hearings, and the bank paying billions of dollars of fines. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown thinks there should be further consequences.
This is, in so many ways, a perfect storm where workers were hurt, consumers were hurt, and the people that committed it seemed to have little contrition. It's pretty clear breaking up a bank this big with this kind of culture may be the only way to do it.
The Wells Fargo episode is one of six different stories in the second season of the series that will leave you feeling informed and irate. Dirty Money is now streaming on Netflix. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.